The 2009 Alaska Federation of Natives Annual Convention got underway in Anchorage today. This year's theme is Northern Dreams, Our Historic Journey Continues. AFN President Julie Kitka this morning said she was excited about the upcoming meeting on November 5th with President Obama and tribal leaders from across the nation. Kitka said there are always challenges in Native communities, but she says Alaska Native people have much to be thankful for.
Our land settlement, our land base, all our whole array of organizations, our for-profit economic entities, the corporations, both our village and our regional corporations, our tribal consortiums. We have so much institutional capacity, and when you take a look at other parts of the world which are struggling and have not as much as we do, you will recognize how blessed we are.
Inupiaq leader, Native land rights activist and author Willie Hensley followed. He said this year's theme is significant because of all that has changed in Native lives in such a short time span. Hensley said the stresses and strains of that rapid change have not been fully realized. He said ancestors had a harder life with few tools to make a living in a harsh environment.
But create we did. And survive we did, and expand we did, in the territories we occupied. In fact, I used to claim that as we moved across the Arctic all the way to Greenland, if we had 200 more years, we could have founded Europe.
Hensley said people understood what it meant to have no safety nets, and threats came not only from cold, ice, and famine, but also foreigners with guns, missionaries, and schools that shipped kids away from parents. He said today people are awash in material possessions that make life easier, but he worries that the massive infrastructure and institutions across Alaska may eventually be unaffordable.
That is the scary part. As I see it, when it comes to the foreseeable future, there is no urban or rural divide. In many ways, we are all in the same canoe, so to speak. Unless there is some miraculous windfall to replenish what I call, quote, the Holy Grail, the gold at the end of the rainbow, the big rock candy mountain, all rolled into one, the oil that has been the engine of life to which we have been accustomed, we Alaskans have some very hard choices to make.
Hensley's 26-year-old daughter Elizabeth followed her father with an inspired speech about her younger struggles trying to reconcile her white and Native heritage and finally learning to be comfortable with who she was as both. She spoke of the importance of protecting Native lands and resources. Elizabeth Hensley is an attorney, and she said Supreme Court decisions beginning in the 1800s that extinguished Native land rights are still embedded in case law today.
But the story of the extinguishment of our rights is the Supreme Court's story. That's not our story. We have our own stories about our rights and responsibilities in relation to hunting and fishing. And our story is just as important and powerful as the one told by the Supreme Court of the United States. And we're going to have to keep telling our story and telling it and telling it and telling it until it becomes real.
She said the story of statehood is incomplete because it starts with the purchase of Alaska from Russia. And Alaska Native history must be on par with state history because the paths are now intertwined.
And it's within the best interest of both the state and Alaska Natives to tell our stories together, because from now on, our paths are intertwined. And I think the Native heritage, and this is something my dad says often, is one of the best things Alaska has going for it. It makes the state unique. So all of us Native people, we have a responsibility to step up and speak. And the state and others here who are recounting our histories have the obligation to listen to us.
Hensley said wars today for Native people don't include weapons, but rather are wars of the mind and spirit.
It's a war fought on the battlefield of administrative decisions, environmental impact statements, ANILCA 810 subsistence analyses, land management plans, resource plans. This war is as bloody and as damaging as any war fought with guns and knives.
Hensley also spoke of the pain and self-destruction of substance abuse and domestic violence and said everyone in the room had been affected by them. Governor Sean Parnell also spoke during the morning session. He agreed that domestic violence and sexual assault are tearing communities apart. Parnell talked about efforts to beef up law enforcement in Village, Alaska. Last year, the state funded 15 more Village public safety officer positions, but Parnell said there are challenges to filling those and asked for help in recruiting people. There are 71 positions, but only 58 are currently filled.
Because my goal and my dream is that we will fund another 15 positions every year for the next 10 years if we can do it, if we can fill these positions and increase law enforcement in our villages.
The growing call over subsistence protection was echoed throughout numerous AFN speeches, as well as the subject of meetings with tribal groups throughout the week. Inuit Circumpolar Conference Alaska Chair Jimmy Stotts says the ICC calls it food security, and he says subsistence rights are being whittled away and people are finding themselves on the wrong side of the law when they hunt and fish.
We are becoming criminals in our own territories. Elements of our culture are being outlawed or severely curtailed through regulation and legislation. Many of these onerous laws concern fish and game resources and our ability to harvest them to feed our families. At times, it feels like we're on the verge of getting starved out.
AFN also announced a new President's Award that will start next year for young Alaska Native women in leadership achievement. It will be called the Lou Young Award in honor of Congressman Don Young's late wife. The AFN convention continues through Saturday.